What different names of hairstyles are there?
Let's see, I think you did ask me that. And what I'd said was crew cut, and maybe I'll add something like, these are just things that pop into my mind because I don't really think about that too much. Pompadour.
What's
How do you like that one? Pompadour. That's kind of a slick down hairdo. That's an old term. That's a real old term. Let's see. I said Mohican.
Oh,
I told you what that was, with a little strip of hair right down the middle, like an Indian. Let's see what else.
What about for black? What different hairstyles?
Well, I guess Afro. And maybe, I guess that's the only one I know.
And you say, if a woman likes to put on good clothes because she likes to
dress up.
Okay. Did I see that one?
I think you did, yeah.
What would you call a man who dresses up a lot?
Well, you asked me that, and you suggested the word jelly bean, which I said sounded like a term from about 50 years ago.
And what you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
A bedspread.
Okay. What other names for that? Or what else similar to a bedspread?
Well, let's see. I've heard the word comforter. Sometimes it's something you put on top of a bed.
How's that different from a bedspread?
Well, it's kind of a thicker thing that you just pull over you, maybe when you're lying on top of the bedspread.
What about something that women used to make?
Quilts.
Did you ever see anyone make them?
No.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And you put the pillow in the...
In the bed?
Well, the cloth it goes in.
Sheets?
No, when...
Oh, pillowcase.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ever hear that called a pillow slip?
I don't think so.
And did you ever see something about twice as long as a pillow?
You mean one of those round pillows that goes all the way across the... I guess I've seen them, yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know.
And if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on, you could make a... On the floor, you could make a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a pallet or a shakedown?
No.
And talking about land, if you raised a lot of cotton, you said we had a big...
Cotton farm?
Or this year we raised a
crop. Crop.
Okay. And what different kinds of land are there?
Well, it's swamp and pasture. Forest.
What's a swamp like? Is that salt or fresh water?
Well, it's usually fresh water, but sometimes it's a combination of fresh and salt water. That's called brackish water.
Do they have that around here?
Yeah, plenty of it. Particularly in the lake. Lake Pontchartrain. Lake Pontchartrain is a little bit salty itself. And the marshes between Lake Pontchartrain and the Gulf and Mississippi Sound, you can see on the map up there. All of those marshes are kind of saltwater marshes, have brackish water in them. Sometimes they're saltier than others, depending on which way the wind's blowing and how much water's coming down the rivers and mixing in with it.
Is that the difference between a swamp and a marsh, the saltiness?
No, a marsh is really, I think of a swamp as something that has trees in it. And a marsh is really an open grassy area.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the difference.
Is a marsh ever fresh water?
Well, yes, I think it could be in some cases. Yeah, particularly certainly a lake may have a marsh
mm-hmm.
nearby, and that could be a freshwater marsh. I guess you hear the term saltwater marsh more often.
What about the different kinds of soil.